So good to be with you today here on Go Ask Your Father. We're wrapping up the first part of Advent. As I think I've mentioned to you numerous times before, the Advent season is split between an earlier part, which sort of echoes the last part of the previous liturgical cycle, the liturgical year, when we focus on the second coming of Jesus. We are thinking about the future. We're thinking about that time when Jesus will come, escorted by the angels and saints, to end time. We're thinking about that moment in history that will end history and usher in once and for all the definitive kingdom, the kingdom of justice and mercy and peace, the kingdom where the lion will lay down with the lamb, the kingdom that will be the perfection of all things, the recapitulation of all things in Christ. And our prayers and our focus for the last 2 weeks and several weeks before that has been on that reality, that there will be a second coming. There will be a day of judgment. There will be a day when this order as we know it is passing away, and the eternal, the new heaven and new earth will become real. We long for that day. We yearn for that day. We desire that day. We look forward in hope for that day. And we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. We have been doing that for the first 2 weeks of Advent. With this Sunday, which is the third Sunday of Advent, which is also the date, December 17th, that will shift. We will look back in history to the first coming of Jesus. We will begin in a very earnest way to be looking at the historical reality of the fact of God becoming incarnate in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. We will look at the events leading up to his birth. We will be looking at the events of his birth in the Christmas season and celebrating them as the gradual epiphany of the mystery of God's love for us is made manifest in human history. And a sign that we have begun that second half of Advent is the beginning of the prayer in our liturgy of the hours, in the evening prayer, of what are called the O antiphons. These are the great antiphons that make up the song, O Come, Emmanuel. They are the antiphons, the seven of them leading up to December 23rd and then into our Christmas season, that each evening highlight a different aspect of the mystery of the incarnation. And so in our evening prayers on Sunday, we will begin with O Sapientia, O Wisdom, as we celebrate the great gift that Christ is as wisdom incarnate. And throughout all of next week, each evening prayer will be the focus of a different aspect of the mystery of Christ. So on Sunday, the Canticle of Mary, the antiphon is, O Wisdom, coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. Now, this is the traditional O antiphon. It can be translated slightly differently. But remember that one of the gifts of the incarnation is to bring us heavenly wisdom, the gift of knowing the good, the true, the beautiful, knowing the purpose of life and how to achieve it. It also brings us the gift of prudence, which tells us how to act uprightly, to live in accordance with that purpose, that meaning of existence. Remember, we don't invent the meaning of existence. We discover it because it's written right in the fabric of God's creative and recreative act in Christ.